A new perfect replica of the Ark of the Covenant is now making its way to different locations in Israel. The creators of this Ark speak about it as if it's more than a replica, that it actually has military powers to be used in war. At the same time, something that hasn't happened in over 2,000 years just took place at the Temple Mount. All of this is signaling that we're moving closer to the last days and the second coming of Jesus Christ. The article we'll look at in regards to this new Ark is titled, "With Eyes on Winning War, Building Third Jewish Temple, Ark Replica Shown in Jerusalem," which obviously in itself has a lot of prophetic undertones. The first part of the article describes the Ark's construction. It took 17 volunteers who live in several countries 3.5 years to build this new replica of the Ark of the Covenant. The project's chief architect, who chose to remain anonymous, made some pretty interesting statements that sound like they're treating this as more than just a replica of the Ark. "We are fighting to bring back to the world the unity that the Ark, the Temple, and Jerusalem represent." Jake told attendees that the replica Ark might be providing some symbolic military assistance already. "We brought it to Israel to get it reattached to all the places it was before. We actually visited Shiloh," he said. Jake hopes the replica Ark can be used more formally in the current war. "We would like to bring it to a number of military camps," he told attendees. "The original idea was to actually bring it physically into Gaza, but we are running into some administrative challenges." The original Ark of the Covenant was accompanied with supernatural powers and used with the Israelites in the wars that they fought. In the book of Joshua, God commanded the Israelites to carry the Ark around the walls of Jericho and to blow trumpets. On the seventh day of doing this, the walls of Jericho fell and Israel was able to enter. In 1 Samuel 6:19 through 21, the Philistines had taken the Ark in war. Some of them looked inside of it, which brought great judgment from God upon themselves, and they chose to give the Ark back to the Israelites. "Then he struck the men of Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the Ark of the Lord. He struck 50,070 men of the people, and the people lamented because the Lord had struck the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, 'Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God, and to whom shall it go up from us?' So they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, 'The Philistines have brought back the Ark of the Lord. Come down and take it up with you.'" The original Ark of the Covenant, in some instances, was used for military purposes, so it's quite interesting when the creators of this replica Ark make statements like this. "It was never abrogated, and the covenant is still strong," he told attendees. "God's commitment to his people is as strong as it was 3,500 years ago when the Ark was built. It should be the weapon that walks in front of the army," he said. "We truly believe that it should be both a weapon and inspirational too." One of the locations where this replica of the Ark has been taken to in Israel is Shiloh. The replica has already traveled to several significant locations, including Shiloh, the ancient site of the tabernacle. Shiloh is currently the location that is housing the red heifers that will be used to purify the third temple. We are really starting to see the prophetic events foretold in the Bible start to move into place. Strangely enough, and not really explained as to why, but before going to Israel and Jerusalem, the Ark was actually held at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. It wasn't clear if the replica Ark would remain in Jerusalem long term or return to the United States, where it was mainly constructed to tour and inspire individuals. The replica has already visited Mar-a-Lago, the Palm Beach, Florida home of former President Donald Trump, the Republican presidential nominee. A picture was shared on Instagram with James from O'Keefe Media Group, with him standing with the replica of the Ark at Mar-a-Lago. Some people are claiming that this is the actual Ark of the Covenant and not actually a replica. But personally, I believe that the Ark has been taken up to heaven by God. This type of power in the hands of people today, with the technological advancements we already have, would be too great of a risk to humanity. Revelation 11:19 states that the Ark is in heaven and that it will be revealed after the seventh trumpet is blown. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the Ark of his covenant was seen in his temple, and there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, an earthquake, and great hail. The location of the Ark of the Covenant has been unknown for over 2,000 years. Something else that hasn't happened for over 2,000 years, which has huge prophetic significance, is a descendant of the high priest, a Kohen, has gone up onto the Temple Mount. Full dress Kohen sighted on Temple Mount. The Temple Institute announced a remarkable development that brought Israel one step closer to the Third Temple. For the first time since the temple stood in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, a Kohen, male descendant of biblical Aaron the high priest, ascended to the Temple Mount wearing the biblically mandated Kohanic garments. While on the mount, the Kohen joined in a prayer quorum and gave the priestly blessing to those gathered. Another first on the Temple Mount. A Kohen, a modern-day descendant of Aaron, brother of Moses, the first Kohen Gadol, wearing completely kosher Bigdei Kenah, priestly garments produced by the Temple Institute, ascended the Temple Mount last week, where he administered the priestly blessing, Berkat Konam, Numbers 6:22-26, alongside his fellow Kohanim, blessing his fellow Jews. The times, they are a-changing. What we're seeing at the Temple Mount is hugely significant in relation to Bible prophecy. Since the Arabs have taken control of the Temple Mount, Jewish people weren't even allowed to go up to it, and they definitely weren't allowed to do any type of praying. This is why they go to the Wailing Wall just outside of it and pray to regain the Temple Mount and build the third Jewish temple. The status quo until very recently was that if any non-Muslim from any other religion was seen on the Temple Mount even moving their lips as a potential prayer, they would be arrested. But now, Jewish priests are going up to the Temple Mount, the desired location for the third temple, and giving prayers and blessings. Jewish people gaining access to the Temple Mount is happening more and more in recent times. For the first time since the Second Temple, shofar sounded on Temple Mount, silver trumpet sounded as call to war. This is an act that is mentioned in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 1. Blow a shofar in Zion, sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all dwellers on earth tremble, for the day of God has come. It is close. On Thursday, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, a group of Jews smuggled shofars, ritual ram's horns, onto the Temple Mount, and, despite police efforts to stop them, blew all of the requisite shofar blasts for the holiday. It should be emphasized that this is most probably the first time since the Second Temple stood that the shofar has sounded at Judaism's holiest site. On the first day of the holiday, approximately 50 Jews ascended to the mount at 7 a.m., the first moment Jews were permitted to enter the holy site. They prayed the entire Rosh Hashanah service, which included 13 full-body prostrations. We've been witnessing more and more of this, Jews on the Temple Mount prostrating themselves as an act of prayer. Jews aren't allowed to prostrate themselves anywhere else besides on the Temple Mount. The fact that the Jews are starting to be allowed to go up on the Temple Mount, pray, and do some of these things that in some cases they haven't done for thousands of years may be setting the stage for how the Jewish people regain access to the Temple Mount to rebuild their third temple. Record number of Jews ascend to the Temple Mount on Tisha B'Av, prostrate themselves before God of Israel. A new record number of Jews who ascended to the Temple Mount in one day was set on Tuesday during the fast of Tisha B'Av, the day commemorating when the two Jewish temples were destroyed. During the fast, at least 2,958 Jews ascended to the Temple Mount, a record for all the years since the destruction of the temple. Even Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, has been changing his stance on Israel, Jerusalem, and the Temple Mount, claiming that Mecca has more importance to Islam than Jerusalem. This all fits so clearly with the multiple end times prophecies surrounding Israel and Jerusalem. The book of Daniel, as well as Jesus himself, both point to the abomination of desolation happening in the third temple in Jerusalem. Jesus said that the kings of the earth and the nations would be gathered together against Jerusalem in the last days. That's pretty much what we're starting to see right now with the sentiment of the world and the wars taking place in Israel. In 600 BC, at the same time that the Ark of the Covenant was last mentioned in the Bible, a prophecy in Zechariah was given about Jerusalem. This prophecy echoes what Jesus foretold as well, and it sounds exactly like what we're seeing take place right now in Israel. "And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it." The wars Israel is involved in, the new replica of the Ark that they are hoping will give them military powers, the fact that the Jewish people are regaining ownership to a small degree at the Temple Mount, all of this points to the incredibly prophetic times that we are living in right now. These events will lead to the building of the third temple, the purifying of it with the red heifers, the abomination of desolation, and then the return of Jesus Christ on the Mount of Olives and New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. These things aren't anything to be afraid of. Don't be scared that it looks like the end times prophetic events are starting to be set up. First off, we don't know the exact day that these events will take place, and secondly, and most importantly, is that God is still in control. Jesus will return to the earth and set everything right, just like how it was supposed to be in the first place between God and men. God is still good, and just like he used the ark to help his people, he will continue to help us until he comes again to deliver the earth from all evil once and for all. Don't lose hope or have fear because of these prophetic signs. Here's some verses to declare over yourself if you have fear or anxiety about the times that we're living in. "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever."